Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It is 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Show on Northern Community Radio. I want to thank Bemidji Brewing with 6 packs of fresh beer available in liquor stores around the Headwater region. Find out more information on locations. Visit BemidjiBeer.com. It's time for the sports page. Fred Friedman's in North Carolina. Kyle Erickson's maybe in his pretty truck.
North Coleraine.
North Coleraine. Heidi's sitting behind the driver's seat, and I'm over here 6.7 inches away from Heidi.
Inches, feet.
Feet, excuse me. 6 feet, 7 inches. Okay, I want to start out something a little bit different here because it's a different time. Fred, Kyle, I'm going to throw a couple of trivia questions at you early because I hosted...
Oh, right out of the gate.
I hosted Green Cheese last night. These are kind of sports related, okay? What famous female... This question stumped everybody until some woman cheated. What famous female aviator was featured on the back of a Wheaties box in 1934?
Amelia Earhart.
Wrong.
Biff Dietrichson.
Wrong.
Female
aviator. Aviator. And this
the only other female aviator I know of who would have a sports tie-in would be Babe Diedrichsen.
Yeah, no, this lady had to look it up. This lady's name is Eleanor Smith. Have any of you heard of her? Fred, have you heard of her?
No.
That is amazing that someone else that you just mentioned wasn't on there, but she was. Okay, here's another one
now.
Here's another one now. Breakfast of Champions, they did not start appearing on the front of Wheaties packages until 1950s, all right? It wasn't until 34 years later, 1984, that a woman graced the cover of Breakfast of Champions. Who was it?
Mary Lou Retton?
Yes, good job, Kyle. Beautiful. Okay, here's a couple more that are very difficult. Who was the first round draft pick for the Minnesota Lynx ever in 1999? I know you won't get it.
Ooh.
Tanya Edwards.
Oh.
In 1989, who was the Timberwolves' first round draft pick?
Pooh Richardson.
Yes. Did he play at UCLA?
Yes, he did.
Who was the Wild's first round draft choice in 2000?
Oh, man.
Pooh Richardson.
I knew you would get that one, Fred. Marion Gabrick.
Two more.
Who was the Twins' first round draft choice in 1965?
Ooh, 65.
Eddie Bain.
You got the first name right, Fred.
Eddie
Leone?
Never
heard of him.
And the North Stars' first round draft choice in 1967 was Wayne Cheesman. I don't think Wayne made it bad. But those are kind of fun.
Did you guys see who signed a minor league contract yesterday? Speaking of ex-Twins, this is awesome.
Lou Ford?
That's correct.
Lou Ford.
Oh, my God. I'm kidding. I didn't read the whole article. He's trying
Lou Ford,
out.
It's in the Star Tribune. Two great stories about Lou Ford, both true. One, he took all his meal money every day on the road and took three poor people, street people, to dinner every day on the road. Second story, it's true. He ironed his shirt in his hotel room when it was on him.
I think John Bauer's done that.
I've steamed it. I've steamed it, but not ironed it. I don't have that many hushkas.
Hey, now this doesn't mean that you won't be getting trivia later.
Oh yeah,
correspondent.
Doubleheader.
Heidi.
Yeah.
Here, this falls into what you're saying. Who said what famous American said? Let's play two.
Willie Mays?
That's pretty good. Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks.
So we're going to have two trivia.
So let's talk a little bit about the Mesabi Range Community College has hired a women's basketball coach. Tamara Moore used to play for the Lynx and seven other teams to be their men's head basketball coach. That is fantastic.
I think it's great. And I hope she's supported. I hope people go to the games.
And she's also
if there are games.
If there are games, you're right. And she also, I noticed, is going to be playing softball. I don't know if she's got any experience under her belt on that, but it'll be very fun. And
she's going to be playing softball?
No, she's coaching softball.
Coaching, okay.
And she said, this is no big deal. I've been coaching for men for a long time in a certain league that she must be a part of. So
I'm rooting for her. We're all rooting for her.
Yeah, I'm rooting for a season, all right? I'm rooting for Community College to continue keeping their sports. We lost Carl Anthony Towns, lost his mother to COVID-19, which is, you know, a very difficult thing. And then Scott Perunovich from Hibbing won the Hobie Baker Award. And all my buddies who are hockey professional, you know, they played it and stuff, say this guy is a freak. He's a sure thing. And he's a 5'10", 175-pound defenseman who is a freewheeler and does a really good job. And I think
he's go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, he's a heck of a player. His dad practices a lot, Hibbing in Grand Rapids. You can see him on the streets there all the time. His dad worked for me for many years. It's a wonderful family. The kid was recruited when he was in eighth grade. They deserve all this. I see he signed a contract with the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
So, yeah, best of luck to him.
Minnesota has the most Hobie Baker Award winners with 10. Massachusetts is second with 6. Okay, what else is going on in the sports world that we need to talk about?
Well, one thing that's kind of flown under our radar with all this going on is the NFL Owners and Players Association signed a new collective bargaining agreement about a month ago that included an expansion of the playoffs, which, you know, hopefully by the time late summer rolls around, then the NFL can continue. So it's expanded from 12 to 14 teams, which, you know, let's 8-8, maybe even 7-9 teams sneak in. The big outcome is that number two seeds will now no longer have a first round bye.
Oh, everybody's so playing. Okay.
So there's a real premium now on getting that number one seed. And this was something that was in the works before the whole pandemic and sports leagues losing a lot of revenue. It'll be a big boost in revenue for the NFL having extra playoff games for sure. I don't think it does any harm. You know, more playoff football's okay with me. What do you guys think?
I think I don't care. I'm more concerned about the fact that they're having serious conversations about having games without any fans. In other words, and that's for one reason only, to get the TV contract money.
Yep.
So I'm very critical. I've said this on this show for 35 years, that the NFL is the only league where the players gave up the right to guaranteed contracts. Why would they ever give it up? Hmm. You get it in the NHL, you get it in the NBA, you get it in the WNBA, you get it in MLB, you get it in men's and women's professional soccer. The only place you don't get guaranteed contracts is if the NFL, which means it's not a contract.
Let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, are they going to continue having more preseason games? Are they cutting preseason games, do we know?
Cutting it by one, Kyle, right?
Yep, that's what I understand, yep. And there's discussion, too, of not with this current CBA, but in the next one, expanding to a 17th regular season game, which, again, you know, it's about the revenue. It's going to result in more player injuries if they do that. I don't see a ton of value in it, but
this contract also increased the roster size by either 3 or 4. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, which means more jobs, frankly.
So, what's going on in baseball, Fred?
Well, in baseball, as everybody's talking, are there going to be games after July? Are there going to be games? Who knows? I don't know. And then you got all kinds of people that have signed contracts, and if there is no season, this is what happens the next year. Those contracts apply, or does everybody renegotiate when you have no statistics in which to rely on? I admit it. I plead guilty. I miss baseball bad.
Yep. As far as the current season, I believe it's already been agreed on that this season is going to count, even if they don't play a game, is going to count for a year of service time for players with major league contracts.
That's true for sure.
Yep. And so I think the biggest example, of course, is the Los Angeles Dodgers trading some of their best prospects for Mookie Betts, the superstar who was formerly with the Red Sox and had 1 year left on his contract. And so now there's the very real prospect of, you know, if MLB doesn't play a season at all, the Dodgers will have lost some of their best prospects for a player who will never play an inning in a Dodgers uniform.
Oh, boy.
The real economic reason this is so important is some of the leagues count the season for service times. But some leagues, hockey's the best example, it's games. In other words, your pension is calculated not on how long you were on the team, but the pension is calculated by how many games you appeared in. And that matters a lot.
Yeah, it's for sure. Okay, we got Heidi's showing me a scroll of trivia questions.
Yeah.
So we got to get at it.
That's right. Also, don't forget at 8:10 this morning, call in with Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. You have a chance to call in and ask him a question if you would like. But here we go.
So wait. Extend my condolences to him. He just lost his mother.
I know. Yeah. Definitely will. Okay, so here we go on our sports trivia for the day, thanks to senior correspondent. Yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day, marking the day in 1947 when he broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. His number 42 is permanently retired. Hall of Fame pitcher Mariano Rivera was the last player to wear number 42. Who is the only other Hall of Famer to wear number 42? He was inducted in 2006, and like Rivera, was a relief pitcher.
Hmm. Lee Smith?
Nope.
Bruce Sutter.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, there you go, good.
In the early 1990s, what three Cincinnati Reds relievers were dubbed the Nasty Boys?
Rob Dibble, Norm Charlton, and who is the third one, guys?
Give us his initials, Heidi.
R.M.
I don't know. Rob, or, I don't know.
No. I don't know.
Randy Myers.
Oh, Randy Myers, sure.
Wow.
What odd off-the-field transaction occurred during a 1953 spring training game between the Boston Braves and the New York Yankees?
I think they traded Jackie Jensen for somebody.
Nope.
Hello, did they swap managers?
No. Oh, no. What is it?
The major league owners approved moving the Braves to Milwaukee.
Oh.
In the game that day, the Boston Braves led the Yankees 3-0 at the time of the transaction. After the deal, the Yankees rallied to beat the newly minted Milwaukee Braves 5-3. So the Braves' move from Boston to Milwaukee was the first major league franchise move in 50 years. What team made the previous move in 1903? Kyle, I think this one's for you.
Yeah. It's up to you, Kyle.
I have no. Somebody moved to Philadelphia. How about that?
Nope. Fred?
03, I don't know. The White Sox moved somewhere. The Highlanders moved somewhere.
No. The Baltimore...
Louisville moved to Pittsburgh.
Baltimore Orioles of the American League moved to New York.
What?
And the
Came to Highlanders. Okay.
What was the name of the New York team in the American League before they became
Highlanders.
The Yankees? There we go.
Highlanders.
Yep. In the 2 years after the Braves moved from Boston in 1953, two more American League teams moved, one after the 1953 season and one after the 1954 season. What were the teams? Where did they move?
Oh, my gosh.
These are National League teams, you said? Is that what you said?
American teams. League.
Oh, the Browns moved to the Orioles. St. Louis Browns moved to the Orioles.
Yep.
And the Philadelphia Athletics moved to Kansas City.
Exactly right.
Wow. You know, Heidi, do you know the Philadelphia Athletic manager was in his middle 90s? His son was his coach, and he retired his son because his son was too old. Connie Mack.
Okay, one left. Before the Washington Senators' home opener on this date in 1946, President Harry Truman became the first president to throw out the ceremonial first pitch in what manner?
Left-handed.
Exactly right.
All right,
wow,
gentlemen.
That's pretty good.
Thank you for your time, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
See ya.